USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The jurors in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse have more questions. They want to see the drone footage of the Rittenhouse shootings, but the defense rightly claims that some of the footage was withheld from them by the prosecution, and they filed a mistrial motion. The judge is allowing the jurors to view the video, but added he's reviewing the mistrial motion. Rittenhouse is accused of killing two rioters and injuring a third during protests in Kenosha last year. He's claiming self-defense. Republicans continue to slam the social spending bill, which could get a vote in the House this week. During a Capitol event, New York Republican Elise Stefanik calling it a roughly $2 trillion socialist spending scam that will bankrupt the United States. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise saying it's time to stop the madness of runaway spending. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
The Biden administration's vaccine mandate is once again affecting federal workers.
Customs and Border Protection won't release the number, but it's likely that the jobs of thousands of Border Patrol agents are on the chopping block if the requests for COVID-19 vaccine exemptions aren't accepted or if they simply refuse to take the jab. Agents were required to report their vaccination status and face termination if not fully vaccinated by November 22nd. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Former Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs III is being ordered to appear in court again. This is because a judge says he missed an alcohol test. Ruggs faces decades behind bars if convicted of a deadly crash earlier this month. He faces numerous charges, including DUI, resulting in death. Ruggs' blood alcohol level after the crash came out to twice the legal limit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are demanding answers from the Attorney General.
A whistleblower has released an internal email that was dated a day before Attorney General Merrick Garland appeared before Congress in sworn testimony. The email was released Tuesday by the House Judiciary Committee. Republicans, who said this is the proof that federal counterterrorism was being deployed against concerned parents at school board meetings across the country. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News weighs in.
Well, he either lied to us or he doesn't know. Either one is bad for the country, bad for justice in America. This is no different than what the IRS did just a few years ago when they had remember the BOLO list? Be on the lookout for these kind of organizations using these kind of words. And they had a list of American citizens just like the FBI is doing now. So he either didn't know, which is terrible, or he misled the committee when he came in front of us.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden wants federal regulators to investigate whether oil and gas companies are behaving illegally. Biden writing a letter to the FTC chair and saying costs for those companies are going down, but gas prices are staying at a high level. AAA saying the national average for a gallon of gas was just over $3.41 a gallon, with the western United States being hit especially hard. Biden has no proof that oil and gas companies are doing anything wrong. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.